Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're breaking up. I have a question. What company is this?
We have more than 300 companies, one more than 300 lines.
I'm sorry, just a second. Let me get another phone because you're breaking up. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a second. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good. Because the battery is coming off from
What
this
is the
other
reason
phone.
that you're calling in today?
I'm calling regarding a I was charged on my statement, and I'm not sure what it is.
So you
So
were
what company is this?
We
Yeah.
have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. What's your first and last name, please?
Catherine Porras.
And your zip code, please?
60148.
60148. How much are you being billed?
Let me just double check again because it's coming up. Hold on. $56.95, and that is March 31st.
So I'm not pulling any order under your first and last name with your zip code, and I'm trying with the number that you're calling in, and there's no records. All orders could, what date are you seeing the charge?
March 31st. It's on
March.
my, yeah.
Okay.
My visa.
My last option is to try to pull it up with the card information, and that'll be with the first six and last four numbers. If we're billing
the,
you,
it's on my visa, and what do you need the number? The last four digits?
My first six and last four numbers.
The first six, it's 410039. Do you want the whole number?
No, I just need the first six and last four numbers.
And the four number, the last four number is 6690.
So
4100039.
And then 6690, correct?
Correct.
Your first name is Kathy?
Yes. Kathy Porras or Catherine Porras.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
1301 South Lombard Avenue, Lombard, Illinois.
Give me one moment. Okay. So, yes, I look in order. An order was done on February 25th for $7.95 for the purifier. Do you recall placing that order?
Purifier.
Yes.
Purifier?
That's like for your air, ma'am.
I understand. Okay. It's March 31st. It says March 31st.
Yes, but the initial order was done on February 25th for $7.95. Do you not recall placing that order?
But why is that charge for $56.95.
Because when the order is done on February 25th, you paid $7.95 for the purifier. You're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, you get billed the $56.95 for the $125 vouch monthly discount. It's stated to you in the terms and policies.
I'm not sure what they're talking about.
Do you not recall placing this order, ma'am, for the purifier?
I really don't.
So you're saying it's fraud, correct?
Well, I really don't. What kind of purifier are you talking about?
The initial order was done on February 25th for $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Correct.
Do you recall that? It's a yes or no.
Is that a gift? I don't understand. I don't remember.
Are you saying that this account is fraud, ma'am?
I would think so. If it's not, you know,
Did you receive a purifier back in February? Or the beginning of March?
I don't remember. I don't have a purifier. You know, we use our own purifier. It's a big, I don't remember. It's not new. I didn't get that.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account, and I'll transfer you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create the order. Would you like me to do that for you?
Yeah, but I need to check all these three information here too. The other one.
The other ones, ma'am?
It's a different number. I'm not sure if this is yours too.
Okay, so before you file a claim with us, you want to check with your family to see if they did not do something?
Okay.
Because all your information is correct. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah, but I don't understand why I have $56.95.
Because when they place that order, they get enrolled in the 125, they have to call in and cancel. If they don't call in and cancel, automatically.
Who calls and cancel it?
Whoever placed the order.
You automatically charge for what?
For the 120. When the customer placed the order on February 25th, they paid $7.95 for the purifier. They're in trial basis for that item. They don't call in their trial, they get enrolled in the $125 vouch. That's $125 that they receive an email every month with a $125 gift card to spend it in our stores.
Okay. So I never received that one. I never done that one.
Okay, so you're saying that this account is fraud. Am I correct?
If we were not told, I don't know. Where did that?
Hello.
I don't have that service.
Okay, so you're saying that this account is fraud? Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so let me go ahead and cancel your account, and I'll transfer you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed
okay,
the
so
order.
what, well, you know, which account is this? Is this my Visa that's going to be closed?
No, ma'am. This is the company
oh.
that is billing you. You're not contacting a bank.
Okay. I that's what I was worried about. You know, you're canceling
no.
my whole thing.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Stay on the line, please. Let me see. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.